Bill Cosby, who has been accused by dozens of women of sexual assault, walked out of a courtroom yesterday after a jury could not agree about a case involving one of them, Andrea Constant. Constant said she was drugged and raped by Cosby at his home in 2004. The prosecution is promising to retry the case. We're joined now by lawyer Gloria Allred. She represents other women who say Cosby sexually assaulted them. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why do you think the jury could not make a unanimous decision?
Well, obviously, there was a split. We don't know what the split was because apparently that's confidential under Pennsylvania law. But, you know, who knows? Even though jurors are not supposed to speak about other jurors, that may end up leaking out. The prosecution did not prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. On the other hand, the defense also did not get an acquittal. And so this case is going to be tried again. I did represent the other accuser who was permitted to testify, Kelly Johnson. And I admire both Kelly and Andrea for their courage in testifying in such a high-profile case. And I've said, you know, we can never underestimate the blinding power of celebrity, but justice will come. And I hope that in the next trial, and the prosecution has announced that it will try Mr. Cosby again, that the next time that the court is going to permit more prior bad act witnesses to testify, as the prosecution had requested for this trial. For the trial that just ended, the court only allowed one such what we call prior bad act witnesses to testify. And rather than the 13 such witnesses, in other words, other accusers, which the prosecution wanted to call. So I believe that if the court allows more accusers to testify next time, it might make a difference.
What might change the court's mind to make that happen?
Well, that's a good question, because when the court denied the prosecution's request to have 13 testify and only allowed one, my client, Ms. Johnson, the court did not state the reasons for the court's decision. So we don't know. And it is going to be the same judge next time for the trial, Judge mm-hmm. O'Neill. So I hope that the prosecution will renew their request, their motion, and we'll have to see if they do what the court decides. Court has discretion. In other words, it could decide to allow other witnesses under Pennsylvania law. Often other accusers are permitted, but we just don't know what the court will decide. But I think it might make a difference.
Will the same lawyers represent the prosecution and the defense as well as having the same judge presiding?
It's my understanding that will be the case. I think the prosecution did an excellent job. District Attorney Steele and Deputy District Attorney Kristen Fedden and Deputy District Attorney Stuart Ryan, they really put on a strong case. But I know they'll reevaluate. That's what they've indicated they will do, and see if there's something more that they can do. And so that's why I say that it's too early to celebrate Mr. Cosby, because round two is just around the corner, and this time justice may prevail.
Gloria Allred, she represents more women who've accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.